Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody what happening.
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Groom. I've got a guest in studio this morning with lots of information I know you're going to appreciate. We're going to get to that guest in a moment. Before we start the show, I want to remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, organized by Dennis Carlton Bethel, great-great-great-great-grandson of Loyalist Charles. The competition is open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. It only requires two pieces of information. Of course, the information has to be correct, eh? The government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. That's the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. And the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. I guess I could give a little clue by now. If it's a government recording record, I think you may be able to find this information at the archives. Yeah? Some people who have roots in San Salvador may have greater proximity to the information. However, competition is open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. Four winners will be selected, one from New Providence, one from Grand Bahama, one from San Salvador, and one from the rest of the Family Islands. To play the game, you call the show. Let us know you want to play the game. We're going to transfer you to the producer. You're going to give the producer your contact information and your answers, and we'll contact you after the show to let you know whether you have won. Again, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. We're looking for the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. The prize pool is over $450 plus prizes and surprises. And we're looking forward to talking to some young people who have done some research about the Bahamas. I want to tell you all about an exhibition taking place this Sunday at Dungalik Art Gallery and Studios. Remember When? Exhibition by Harry Kirkwood Roll opens at Dungalik on Sunday, August 17th, 3 to 6 p.m. Step into the timeless charm of Nassau through the eyes of celebrated Bahamian artist Harry Kirkwood Roll in his evocative new exhibition, Remember When? Roll captures the spirit of yesteryear with stunning original artworks and fine art prints portraying historic streets and tranquil harbor scenes of the Bahamas' capital. Come celebrate Bahamian culture, storytelling, and artistry at its finest. Again, Remember When? Exhibition by Harry Kirkwood Roll opens at Dungalik on this Sunday, August the 17th, and closes Wednesday, August 27th. That's Wednesday, August 27th. 2025. I got two set of guests in studio today. The first is going to introduce themselves shortly. If you're watching us by video, and you can by tuning into GuardianTalkRadio.com and selecting option, you'll see that I have a bag of Gnep in studio with me. And I just want you all to know that Gnep is the star of this summer. Gnep is the star this summer. Why? Because this summer is hot, and Gnep is the thing that you need. Gnep is the thing that you need. Gnep have some properties for us. See, this is the thing about eating local food, because it has what you need when you need it. It grows in this season to provide you with the nutrients you need in this season. Well, and other things as well, like the Gnep. The Gnep has like cooling properties, right? So for people who are having a difficult time in this heat wave, because we are going through an unprecedented climate, weather, it is extremely hot, you got to get yourself a bag of Gnep. You'll pop a Gnep. Now, if you could remember when you was a churin, if you were lucky enough to be able to roam the streets of your neighborhood, your community, and you had a Gnep tree nearby, like I did, you'd eat Gnep all summer and not worry about food until you got back home at the end of the day. Why? Because we were actually literally absorbing all the nutrients from the Gnep. That seed, we pop off the top, the cap, right? The shell. And then we got this ball with fruit on the outside. Once we eat all that fruit off, there's a thin layer of paper, and then there's a shell, another casing, right? Once you take those two pieces of casing off, you have a nut inside. And the indigenous people in these islands and in this region would roast or steam that nut as a starch, right? So what we were doing as little children, what you're doing as an adult now, when you get that Gnep in your mouth and you scrape and you suck in the last little bit of flesh, you are actually also sucking nutrients out of the nut. And so you have that, why have this Gnep? And you're driving and you realize, hold on, I still sucking on this Gnep seed though. Because there's something in that seed that your body wants and you're getting it. Right? So Gnep has these wonderful properties, but for the cooling property, to get the best out of it, here's what we're going to do. And this is what I like with Gnep. Gnep will work with you. Gnep say, listen, when I am at my best, when I'm prime, when I plump and I still shiny, sell me to the people. Get me out there. But when you see I get a little softish, you turn a little brownish, and you don't want to put me in a bag for $2 and $3, don't put me in a pot. Crack the seed, crack the shell, pop it in a pot. Once you give it water, you want about a knuckle? You want just about an inch of water above the top layer of your Gnep. Then you're going to turn it on to boil. Now listen, if you got a big seed Gnep, you want to boil it for less time. A small seed Gnep, you want to boil it for more time. And if you're feeling fancy, when you boil it, you're going to add time, right? We can talk about that in a second. So you're going to boil it. When your water starts turning pink or orange, depending on the type of Gnep you have, you're going to get your paint strainer or your cheesecloth or your old pillowcase you already asked permission to use, and you're going to strain that, and you're going to mash that. And if there's still fruit on the nut, you're going to mash that until you feel like the fruit is dry. Now, we're not at this point yet where we need to eat the nut, but you could toss the nut or you could experiment with it. You could cut it up and roast it, salt it, put a little oil on it, and see if you could make a nice snack. But once you get that water in that pot, that's your base for your lemonade. Some people, they don't even add more water to the lemonade. Some people don't turn it into a lemonade because they don't want to add sugar, right? So they'll add a little honey. They may add just a tiny bit of lime. Now, when I ready, I make Gnep thyme lemonade, because thyme also has some therapeutic properties. Thyme, I call it a superfood, but really what I'm trying to convey to the public, why I call it a superfood, There's a reason why we have retained time. We brought time with us from West Africa. We brought it and we've maintained it. In fact, your dish, and I will say this with confidence in my heart, dishes cannot be considered Bahamian if they don't have the time in it. You're making the peas and rice and they don't have the time in it. What you're doing, it ain't Bahamian peas and rice. The stewed fish, the stewed conch, it need that time. Anyway, there's a reason why we brought time with us from Africa and it's still here with us. Because it have more than just culinary value. Time is super therapeutic. It dilates blood vessels. So if you got high blood pressure, hypertension, gout, swelling of the joints, talk to your doctor about including thyme tea or thyme oil, which is the essential oil from thyme, in your health regimen. It helps with overheating. And so if you're like your perimenopausal like me and you just break out in sweats, try a little thyme tea. Of course, talk to your doctor if you're on any medications before consuming copious amounts of any bush medicine. So now I make my lemonade and then I put a little bit of thyme in it on Sunday when I serve in my lamb. I get my thyme seasoned lamb and I get my thyme infused Gnep lemonade. It's truly a Bahamian summer. See, we get plenty, let's not call them superfoods. We get plenty superstars in the bush living amongst us. And we just need to see them shine. Now, before I transition into my segment with my guests, I want to share one thing that I have, I guess, learned or observed this summer. Through observation, I am working on a theory. I don't think raccoons eat sour salt. Now, I've seen videos coming from, I think, two raccoons destroy a watermelon field by punching a hole in every watermelon. This year, my soursop tree was a little prolific. When I say prolific, it went from producing two fruit to producing 14. I call that a prolific jump, right? Anyway, the point is, the raccoon ain't eat one soursop off my tree. And I know the raccoon was hungry because the raccoon would come up to the porch and teeth the cat food. And so I found that this was fascinating because a lot of us are having issues as backyard farmers and just as people who have fruit trees, permanent crops in our yard, to maintain them, keep them from the raccoon is a problem. The raccoon even taught itself how to eat Gnep. But the raccoon, it appears, at least the set in the east, don't eat soursop. And this has my heart glad because me and the raccoons is going to war, buddy. Anyway, I just wanted to spend a moment highlighting some of the superstars we have living amongst us, and we don't know just how valuable and beneficial they are to us. So if you see them young people on the road to Gnep, right? They're trying to raise money for school supplies, for their summer needs, right? For fun things so they could have fun in the summer. And then guess what? They're selling you something that has more value than what you're paying for. So when you all see them, little by them, if you got a couple dollars change, help them out. Help them out. All right, you're on the clock with Erin Green. And right now we have joining us in studio, Mr. Ian Thomas from Direct Marketers, directing business to your business. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Morning, Erin, man. Hey, listen, yeah. You learned me plenty of things this morning. That's a good thing. I always tell people always come to me and they, you know, and they ask me about all kind of different questions about, you know, all these different fruits and vegetables and leaves and all type of different stuff. And I really don't know, but you made a good point. One of the most important points, what I took this morning is that before you do anything, you do have to consult your physician, mm-hmm. which is a proper thing because even though something might be good for you, it may be counterproductive when it's paired with some medication that you're that someone's already on. Yeah. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing because you might have too much of something.
Oh yeah,
and that could, like you say, exacerbate another situation. But that's really good, man. I'll just go straight into my spiel.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blasts. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 5520212. That's 5520212. Dial 5520212. That's 5520212. Hey, look here, y'all should see Erin in the studio dancing. Yeah, she's carrying on. A lot of people don't know you and I went to school together. And it was a good thing. Last time we saw each other was under a somber type of situation earlier this year when one of our mutual friends passed. But, you know, that's just how life goes. But, hey, I'm just happy to be here this morning. Happy to be here with you. My first time here with you. Whoop, whoop.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, man. So maybe I can just jump straight into some of these things that I'm talking about here. As you know, it is back to school time.
Yes.
And you familiar with the athlete's foot?
Yes, yes.
Where are they located?
I can't remember because I broke my foot earlier this year and I've been overwhelmed with sadness.
Okay, then. Please.
Tell me where we're located.
The athlete's foot, they have two locations.
Right.
One is in the mall at Marathon and the other one is in Southwest Plaza. That's off on Carmichael Road.
Southwest Plaza is...
You definitely know. You've been there before.
Yeah.
Athlete's foot is right there, man. So if anybody out there, you know, you want some new sneakers, some new kicks for yourself as an adult or for the kids, that's a wonderful place to go. So the athlete's foot, that's my company. They want you guys to save money on your kids' sneakers when going back to school this year. So what they've done is they've readjusted their price on all of the most popular tennis shoes for kids. So, you know, your kids are going to be happy and your wallet's going to be really, really happy and ecstatic that, you know, you're saving that money. So what's going on right now? They've just received a shipment of Spray Ground backpacks. Are you familiar with that brand? Are you familiar with that brand?
I saw them this summer. Spray Ground.
Kids love them. It's all over the internet, all over social media. They've got a new shipment of Spray Ground backpacks along with the other attractive school bags. And I just have to tell you that they're definitely flying off the shelves and you don't want to be left out for this back to school times. You want stylish, affordable, long-lasting, and durable footwear? Thank goodness you can get it all at the Athlete's Foot. With two locations, like I said just a moment ago, they're at the Mall at Marathon and Southwest Plaza. And right now, you can save big on all the top brands that you're familiar with. They've got Nike, Puma. Some people say Puma. What you say? Puma or Puma?
It depends.
It depends where you is?
Yeah.
What if you out west with your friends?
I say Puma.
Puma.
Yeah.
What if you chew the corner by your boy?
I don't say nothing because the boy them is looking at your shoes funny. Because Puma nice. They nice.
I like that one. So if you want Nike or Puma or Puma, whichever one you want, they got it. They got Jordans. Like I said, Spray Ground. Adidas. They've got New Balance. Converse. Ithaca. That's a brand that a lot of people have been asking about. I didn't even know that kids like that. The Ithaca, they got Asics, one called Saucony, Reebok, Crocs, and socks. We're going back to school. They got a nice sock section, 50% off on selected items. And you can't forget, excellent prices on all the apparel that they carry. So whether it's tennis shoes for your child or the latest kicks for when you go out and you hit the town, you got to go to Athlete's Foot. And you'll be amazed at their selection and prices. Now, I was there like about 2 weeks ago, and I saw, you know, kids just running in there. They've got all the Jordan shoes available. They've got the Retro 1 and 6 and 7. So that's the Retro Jordans 1, 6, and 7. They got them in the all-black Reeboks. That's what some kids can use when they go into the classrooms. Talk to me.
Well, I was going to say, the importance of sturdy footwear, right? Like when parents think about cost, also think about durability. Stability, right? And
comfortability.
Yeah.
Yes.
And most of all, comfortability. The kids are going to be essentially on their feet for over 12 hours a day.
Yes, yes. You absolutely right. Yeah. And that's important even for the teachers. You know, even when teachers, they're standing up all day. If you're in any type of job, has you walking around or standing all day, you gotta have proper footwear. Right now, I'm dealing with something. I think it's called fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
Oh, you know you.
Oh, because I had it.
You know everything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is hurt, man.
And that foot care begins very young, right?
Like, yes.
You got to talk to your kids about the shoes. Make it an experience. When you go to buy the shoes with them, make them express to you how the shoe feels on their
foot. But some kids, now I've had this when I was younger.
Yeah.
Some kids just say on any old thing because they want to stay stylish.
Yeah.
They ain't worrying about that. And I even see a lot of adults, they would sacrifice comfortability for style.
Yeah,
baby people, all kind of people.
Dear kids, us women, alike now.
With them high heels and them,
and that's why we say we are thankful when people make stylish and comfortable shoes.
Yes, you know exactly. Yeah, and that's what you can find down there at the Athlete's Foot. So like I said, you can get those Jordans, the 1, 6, and 7 in all black that the kids can wear into the classrooms. So many people have been calling about those. You can get the all black Nike Air Force 1s. You can also wear those in class. They got that for men and women. They're now there. They now have those in stock. Plus kids, when I was there last, I saw parents and kids picking out the all-black Pumas also that they can wear in the classes. So that could be used, like I said, for the schools, for the in-class, in the in-class portion. You can get the Panda Dunks. That's comfortable. And it's very important, like Aaron and I just said, you can pick up a pair of Crocs. They got Crocs down there in 4 classic colors right now. So we've got Crocs in all the in the most popular 4 black 4 colors that a lot of kids love. What else I want to let you guys know? They've also got the ever popular brand Ithaca for workout. Now, so no matter if you're a man, a woman, or a child, your whole family is covered when they visit the Athlete's Foot in the mall at Marathon or in the Southwest Plaza, Carmichael Road. Don't forget, when you're done, you can go right next door if you're in the mall at Marathon, and you can visit Dollar Plus for all your home essentials. They've got so many snack pens and pencils, along with an incredible variety of items that you have for your kids for back to school, you know, to help them get ready for back to school this semester. And don't forget, nobody has more competitive prices on beauty supplies than Dollar Plus at comparable U.S. prices. So what I'm telling you is, you gotta go to the Athlete's Foot in the mall at Marathon or Southwest Plaza for all your footwear for the entire family, from the little small ones all the way up to mommy, daddy, and grammy. And also, if you're in the mall at Marathon, just run right next door in the Dollar Plus and get all the snacks and everything you want at really, really low prices. Get all the nice things for the young girls going back to school, the little hair pieces and so forth. Go ahead, talk to me.
Because people like things. I like that store.
Yes,
people
yes,
like things.
Yes.
And young people want things as well.
Yes.
This is a great time and a great space to bring them with you and show them. Look,
yes,
these are things.
Yes.
And here's how we budget to get the things we want.
Yes, affordable. You can't just go in and just buy what you want. That doesn't make any sense. It's a good lesson. It's a good financial lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Also, get something that you like, but also, does it feel right on you?
Right.
You know?
And does it have a function?
Does it have a function?
Yeah.
Everything you do has to make sense. You know, you can do anything you want, but it has to make sense. So that's what I'm saying. My phones are already lighting up. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to give me a call. My phone number, once again, is 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Have you been doing any type of fixing up around your home?
Yep.
Yes. The guys that I go to for all my electrical needs is SHSS Electrical. Do you know that company?
I do now.
I like that. I do now. If I know that, then I know now. They are the Store family. And as you know, the Store family is from... on Mackey Street.
Right, Mackey Street, South Henry S.
Henry F. Store.
Yes.
At Henry F. Store. They're no longer in the Henry F. Store building. They have relocated right down the road. So if you're on Mackey Street and you're in the, you turn right there through Chesapeake, you go down about 100 yards, they're right there on the left-hand side.
Okay, they're on Chesapeake Road.
Good stuff. They're my number one guys. Anything electric, anything I need in the electrical department. I recently had changed some lights around the house and everything, and I went down there. I got great deals down there. Like I said, I love the Store family. And it's a family-owned business, and that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a company that has longevity, that's been around for a long time, that means they're doing something right. And they have great leadership down there, and everyone works together with great synergy. So I love SHSS Electrical.
Institutional knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I appreciate about that store enterprise, right?
Yes.
I feel confidence and I feel certainty when I'm talking to the staff, right?
Yes.
They use language consistently, and they make me feel that A, I understand what they're saying, and I'm confident that they're telling me the right thing.
Well, you know what they say? They said a knowledgeable customer, you know, is a really good customer. Because you can go into any store and they just bombard you with a bunch of gibberish and you're like, oh, whatever, whatever. But they explain, hey, you might consider this versus that. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go in there just trying to save some money, even though the prices are good. You want to make sure you have the right product for exactly what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So all you electricians out there, don't go to anywhere in Palmdale. Don't go downtown. Don't go to Carmichael Road. I want you to go to SHSS Electrical. That's the store family. They've been around so long, and I love these guys. Right now, what I want to let you guys know down there, if you have anything that you're dealing with and you're trying to fix your home up, whether it's your home, your office, your Airbnb, your apartment, whatever, you got to go down there. They have high quality circuit breakers to keep your home safe, durable wiring and cables to power your projects, and reliable tools and fittings right down there at Henry. You may keep saying, so you put
Henry. That's Uncle Henry. Because that's Uncle Henry.
SHSS Electrical. Because people always say, you tell me Henry. I said, they're no longer than Henry in the Henry M. Store building. This is SHSS Electrical. And you got me right here. Keep on going. But that's the store family.
Couple questions, right?
Yeah, talk to me.
So I'm online and I do a little Pinteresting, yes, and a little looking for things to purchase. Can I go to Uncle and say, hey, I'm thinking about purchasing these things for like external use or internal use. Can you source these for me? Do you have something similar applicable in this instance? Can you help me out?
I haven't seen anything. I'm sure they have to bring in, they might bring in specialty items, but I haven't seen anything that they don't have. When you go there, the storefront might be, it's not the biggest. But when I get in the back, everything is piled to the ceiling. They have everything, all the different grades of wiring that you needed.
See, that's another element, inventory. You don't have to wait for them to order something.
Not at all. My the element in my water heater had gone, and I brought in different electricians to do things, and they were like, oh, you need this grade and that grade. I went to Henry.
To Uncle Henry at SHSS Electrical.
And they had everything down there, so I was able to get the proper wiring done. Let me give you the number for SHSS Electrical. SHSS Electrical, ladies and gentlemen. The phone number, 827-3150. 827-3150. Or you can dial 821-3150. 821-3150. Aaron got me so nervous here today. Made me keep on saying,
no, man.
Their former company.
I excited. First of all, I'm excited to see that they have grown, right?
They've grown. I like that they've grown, right?
Yeah.
I like that. But people just think that they've but they have moved and everything like that. They're no longer there. But they have grown. I like that. I'm gonna start using that they've grown. And they start bringing in so many different things. And this is a great time also. This heat, you were talking about the heat. If you need a ceiling fan, this is where you need to go. SHSS Electrical. They have beautiful, stylish ceiling fans. And, you know, when you walk into somebody's house, looking at the little fixtures and everything makes a big, big difference. When you change a little doorknob or you do something, small enhancements can create an ambiance that, you know, that you've been looking for a long time. Wonderful ceiling fans to cool down your room. Talk to me, Aaron.
No, I was going to say, you should tell me that from the beginning, because if you're into that home and design channel that has come on the TV,
this is
the place for you.
This is definitely where
you check them out.
This is definitely where you go. Once again, they're on Chesapeake Road in the Minute Muffler building. You can check out the incredible selection of lights for your indoor and outdoor, plus their stock with Hunter ceiling fans for your home, business, church, or Airbnb, like I said. Those 2x4 LED flat panel lights, they have them now in stock at $77. The 2x2 LED flat panel lights at $42.80. Now, I got the 2x4 in my kitchen, and when I changed it, wow, what a great difference. It illuminated everything. It gave you this nice brightness without it being too piercing
on
the
eyes.
Right. So that's great. And he says that that fixture can last for about 10 to 15 years. And it's in, like I said, it's LED, so it's very
energy efficient.
So you got the 2x4 LED flat panel light panels. Those are $77. The 2x2 LED flat panel lights at $42.90. You can get the 4-foot
universal LED bulbs now on sale at $6.60. The Dusk to Dawn LED floodlight with bulbs at $22. These are great prices. Mm-hmm. Square D main breaker meter combos, 8 space 16 circuit surface mount, available in the 150 amp and 200 amp, now just starting at $350. Want to wear, but SHSS Electrical moved from their previous location on Mackey Street out of the Henry F. Store building to their new location on Chesapeake, to the former Minute Muffler building, and you can find everything. Once again, you can get Square D products, switches, combos, breakers, and breaker panels. You can get electrical wires and meter cans all down there at SHSS Electrical, the number one place for LED bulbs on the island in all sizes and styles. They also have an extensive selection of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures, especially those that are equipped with motion sensors. I have mine on with the motion sensors, so I don't have to keep my light on all night. Mm-hmm. Just if someone walks in the yard, they come on, and they're on for maybe as long as someone's moving around the yard, and then when they leave, they go back off. So the lights don't have to be on all night, so that's a great way to save some money. Boy, is it cheap, eh?
No.
Yeah, why don't turn on your light?
No, this is, first of all, it's not about cheapness,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
It's about environmental balance,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I love being outside at night.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be safe,
yes.
So I want to know that the security lights are about.
Yes, yeah, yes.
But I want the natural ambiance of the nighttime,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and
yes,
so
yes.
You want security, but you don't want it to disturb
so you're
nature around you. Yes.
You're getting a twofer.
You only have the light when you need
you
it.
Want to get I got to write that. You only have the light when you need it. Yeah, come on. And it also shows you that, hey, somebody's out there. Hey, why did that light just come on?
Mm-hmm.
I can alert you in another way. So like I said, an extensive selection of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures, especially those that are equipped with outdoor motion sensors. Now, they recently have a new line of Dusk to Dawn security lights that just came in. I want you to check them out. Customers spending $50 or more, listen, ladies and gentlemen, spend $50 or more, you receive a 10% discount. And you people who live on Family Island, you all included too, because you can order it and then Henry, SHSS Electrical will ship it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But listen, yeah, he must be poking me somewhere, whatever that is, because I love saying his name. But, certain people over 40, we all familiar location down there.
Yeah.
And you got
and the name on the building.
Yes.
Just for people who are familiar with that business, you know now it's SHSS Electrical.
And now I'm so glad that you have that in your vocabulary.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope you go there. I hope you go there and get everything you need for when you're doing your little fixing up.
I have a plan right now. I got some raccoons and I need some motion sensor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I need to train them.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah.
I got raccoons in my neighborhood, too.
We can talk.
I sometimes they like a whole family comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do that. That's a strategy.
You think so?
That's PR.
I said that's PR.
When you see the baby, you can't argue.
Yeah.
When you see the little cat raccoon baby, you just pack up your things and go inside the house, because as cute as they are, we don't play with raccoons, people. You get bitten by a raccoon, mm-hmm. the rabies shot goes directly into your liver. And that's one of the reasons why.
Did not know that.
Yeah. We don't play with raccoons.
So what about people who eat that? Eat them.
Okay, so we treat people who eat raccoons, treat them just like crab.
Mm.
Because they're scavengers.
Yeah.
So you feed them a clean diet.
Oh, you feed them for like about a week or two or whatever it is to get.
3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe a couple of
keep
people
them
keep
cage.
It for a couple of months.
Yeah.
To
rid their bodies.
Of whatever.
Toxins and.
From scavenging, right? Scavenging. So people do eat a raccoon, but they are, I don't want to say friendly, they are sensible. They don't trouble humans. They don't want to be around you. When they see you, they want to go in the opposite direction.
Yes.
And so when you see, like if you're on your porch and you see a raccoon coming on the porch to get food, like cat food or dog food, be very wary, because that raccoon typically will avoid humans. It must be very hungry to make this excursion to get the food.
Wow.
So just be alert. You'll see people playing with raccoons, but typically they've raised those raccoons for babies.
Okay.
Right?
You just don't play with some.
Yeah, you don't play with wild raccoons.
Okay.
No, don't.
But
that's why I'm going to get my motion sensor lights, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to kill them.
No.
But I need them to stay away from the fruit that I use to make money. So the motion sensor lights, and for people who are experiencing raccoons, this may live to killing them because the light may train them to stay away from the tree.
Wow.
Go on, go off. And so I really would recommend the motion sensor outdoor LED lights and security lights. Also, if you're having a raccoon problem, to try that out.
Wow. Well, listen, I can learn a lot on this show.
Not as much as you learning me today, cousin.
I'm learning you today. Lil General. Now, you grew up going to Lil General.
Yeah.
Remember Lil General used to be the only food store you could go to on Sunday?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Because all the other food stores would close at 10 o'clock and go ahead, talk
to me. Right, but because of their faith, the community that they serve.
Well, you know.
And be thankful to them for that.
Yeah,
because like when we accommodate other people, we benefit as well. We get value from it as well.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wealth of knowledge I'm getting over here. Lil General, you know where they're located? Where they're located? Let me see if you remember that.
Right now, they're located on East Street South, on the left-hand side, when you're heading south after the first light off the roundabout and at the second light. You could turn twice. You could turn off the highway or you could go through the corner and turn in.
Hey, that's good.
I will say good morning to Mr. Knowles, who live behind Lil General.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my Lil General convenience store has been a staple in Nassau, even in the Bahamas for years. They're located East Street South, just like you said, and everyone can remember going there as a child. Like I said, it was the only place to purchase grocery on a Sunday. They've got the best prices on everything you need for your baby, like baby food and washing detergent for newborns, brands like Huggies and Pampers that they carry. And so if you need snacks, you got to go to Lil General's and get everything that you need. You can also get chips and drinks and Lunchables. Nobody has better prices on Capri Suns and Gatorade and Vitamos. Keep your house clean with disinfectants, washing powder, and top-of-the-line bleach. And when it comes to meats, all different cuts of meats, nobody beats Lil General. I go there for chicken leg quarters and wings. They got great, great prices on chicken leg quarters and wings. They got turkey portions and lamb chop, pork chops, and steak. And if you want to make a delicious pot of souse for this, for any type of weather, I eat souse. Souse is one type of food you could eat morning, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, yeah. That's all weather food.
Yeah. I love souse. So they got souse. They got, you get all the all your chicken parts for souse down there, and you can get all the ingredients.
See, I don't think people understand what you just said. What you said is Lil General got a butcher that know what you need and what you mean.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. See, because when I was introduced to Lil General, I didn't know nothing.
Nothing.
And I went there and say, listen, sir, my people send me for so-and-so for curry.
All they do is say, hey, what are you? Give me 5 pounds of this, 3 pounds of that.
He said, and I knew that. And then we were kicking. But let me tell you how I got introduced to Lil General. When I was vegan and vegetarian, Lil General always had vegan and vegetarian food options. Always.
Wow.
Because remember, they serve a Seventh-day Adventist community. They serve people whose Sabbath is on the Saturday, which is why they open on the Sunday. And so they were always a go-to. When the other places were out, Lil General's always had consistent supply of vegan and vegetarian options.
Is that considered kosher?
No. So kosher is the term used to indicate that the food is for Jewish people. Right, that the food hits the requirements, the religious requirements for Jewish people.
Okay.
Halal is the requirements, I think, for Muslim people. And so it's about the way that the animal has been slaughtered. Right?
Oh, yes. I did hear that, yes.
Right, and so that halal is that. Kosher is for a Jewish religious dietary restriction. And ital is what we call...
That's a bobolem.
Vegetarian, vegan, plant-based. But plant-based, right? So it's not just vegan and vegetarian. It's also plant-based, right? And I found Lil General always had excellent options. And were always thinking about what their customers need for their dietary requirements.
Yes. Hey, listen here. Damien, I didn't know that you put so much thought into this, and I see there's other individuals out there who are as knowledgeable as Aaron. You got to get over there, Lil General. Like I'm saying, I'm learning. I'm actually learning a lot of stuff right now as I'm talking about this company that Aaron knows all these different ways to prepare food and who the food is directed towards. This is great, man. But the nail in the coffin, you got to go to Little Generals. I'm going to give you the phone number, 325-5798, 325-5798. You got to go down there and check them out. Like I said, when my aunt was alive, God bless her soul, she used to send me down there. She says, Ian, I love the cheese down there. And when you go down there, this is the type of meat. Nice bread, a nice cheese, and she wanted this block cheese, and then she'll go ahead and put her meats on it. She loved her little sandwiches and stuff like that. The prices were always affordable, and people just, every time I go in there, it's just filled with people just getting what they want from every race and background, and they can find everything down there at Little General. What else I want to let you guys know, you can also get hair and beauty supplies for your children. And if your child has a project to do, they can pick up school supplies as well. So why are you guys still paying those crazy prices at those big food stores when you can go to Little General and get everything you need and save money to do all the other things that you want to do? And I want to remind you that Little Generals is open up late until 11 p.m. So please don't forget, they have great savings, and that's where all the great savings originated from. Everyone else came later on. And they're the number one family-owned and operated business that I love on this island. And they're more than just a convenience store. They want to let everyone know they are a place to go for a huge, huge variety. So I don't even like calling them a convenience store because they got so much more than that. But it's just convenient that you can go there, and it's placed right in the middle of town.
What's our cousin's name?
Damien Turnquist.
Damien, look here. Tell this boy, Ian. Why you think we call it Little General? Because it's a general store. Oh,
yeah. Hey, David, man, listen here. People love you wherever I go. All my boys in the same, man, I know David a long time. Damien's so handsome. I said, what am I, chop liver?
No, he's my cousin. I can't tell you that. He's my cousin.
They love their man. Hey, listen here, man. You want to find them, you go check them out on East Street South. You can go online. And I just realized this a couple of months ago. Go online to shop.littlegenerals. That's LILGENERALS. Shop.littlegenerals.com. They also have a mobile app that you can add items to your cart and check it out. You can pick up in store, or if you work along with one of those grocery delivery places, they can pick up for you and drop off to your house. You Family Island customers, once again, you're not left out. They deliver to the boat 24/7.
I was just about to say, mobile app.
They got mobile app. Yes,
online.
What? They savvy.
Listen, Grammy, don't wait until Sunday morning, right?
Yes.
Send your grandson a message from Thursday night. Send him a screenshot of the receipt. Say, look here, I done put the order in.
Yes.
I done send the money. I just need you to make sure you have the receipt on your phone when you go pick it up Saturday evening or Sunday morning so I could get that Sunday dinner on.
I love these people's lives for them.
No, because that's what Little General do. Little General is showing you that this thing can be convenient. We've given you the tools.
Yes.
You're not just budgeting your money. Mm-hmm. You budget in your time.
Right. Now, let me tell you about this. They close, I think it's like 6 o'clock. They close around 6 o'clock on a Friday. And on Saturday, they're closed. But they're open up every other day.
That's all right, because we honor people when they honor their Sabbath, man. Be good with that. Listen, you're on the clock with Aaron Green. We've got Ian Thomas and Direct Marketers in studio with us. When we get back from the break, we've got more good specials, advertisements, ideas, opportunities, and discounts. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit royalbeachclub@paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned that matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I've got Direct Marketers in studio with us, and Ian Thomas is telling us about all the savings, all the opportunities available to us this summer. So tune in. You never know where you could win. Mr. Thomas.
Yes, 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 man. Hey, listen, Erin was learning me some more stuff. I learned more stuff here than I learned in whole... from grade 9 to 12. I learned most, Erin, no, but everything. But hey, listen here, Erin. We're still on the whole thing with back to school.
Yeah, man.
Biotech Medical Lab.
Okay.
Oh, man. Ever since I've started working along with them and just learning even what they are all about, I tell everybody, you got labs to do, you want to go to Biotech Medical Lab. They have a new location. They're now on East Street North and Oodle Corner. East Street North and Oodle Corner. Let me give you the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
394-1837. 394-1837. That's 394-1837. If you got to do any labs, that's where you need to go. Like I said, it's back to school, parents. So we want you guys to not go any other place than Biotech Medical Lab to get all your testing needs done for your child to re-enter school, or they're going to school for the first time. You guys just pay $40. And they can get their testing done for CBC or B or their ONP. Their ONP urinalysis. Do you know what that is?
It's a urine test.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I imagine they test for sugars and a number of things.
Yes, or sickle cell. They do all this testing.
Okay.
And HB right there. Only $40. That's where you need to go.
Walk-in or appointment only?
You can walk in.
Good stuff.
That's a great question. You got some good questions, too. You can walk right in there. No appointment needed. And remember, all major insurances are accepted. You got Atlantic Medical, Bahama Health, BAF, Kalina, and New Providence Life. Or if you want to pay in cash, that's welcome, too.
Absolutely.
Good old cash. Nothing beats cash, eh? So if you got insurance, you can use it down there, or you can pay in cash, like I said. If you're a taxi driver, public transport driver, and you're in need of drug screening, you know, for your insurance carrier, this is where you need to go, Biotech Medical Lab. They screen for cocaine and marijuana, and you can just wait on your results, and you get it right there in just a matter of minutes. This is now, they have an introductory cost of just $44, so that's really, really good. You only pay just 40 tests done, so you can give it to your insurance carrier. Biotech Medical Lab, you can also go there and check out all the great services that they offer when you visit them. Check out their website, www.biotechmedicallabbahamas.com. Also, you can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. So you can go online and check them out at www.biotechmedicallabbahamas.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's so, so important for you people right now to know their status. I was watching a show last night, and they had a whole show on that. And the rate of these STDs and STIs are increasing. Erin, talk to me.
Listen, first of all, I know they're confidential.
Extremely.
So there's a shift in the culture.
Yes.
Right? And young people are now saying, like this Gen Z, they're coming out and they're saying, hey, I'm not ashamed to tell you. Mm. You want to be with me? Mm. Let's go take this test.
Yes.
Let's go take it together.
That should be the new norm. I hope. Go ahead.
Yeah, more and more young people are picking this up, and it is affordable, young people.
Mm-hmm.
It is affordable.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
$40, $80.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Versus the rest of your life.
Yes. There is a culture, whereas some young people, and not so young people, maybe the world at large, after start dating, you've been out 2, 3, 4 times, you might have done do a little something in that period. Like, you was my gal. You was my... We ain't using no more attention.
No.
I'm telling you, this is the mindset of people.
Yeah.
Yes, and like you said, a young guy, he was 30 yesterday, he was talking with me, and he was like, you know, Ian, I was so very scared because I was having this itching and this discharge down there for a little while, and he didn't go and get himself checked out or anything, and he said he was in fear of going, and I was always trying to prompt him, hey, go ahead, go get yourself checked out, you know, could be something minor or anything like that, and he said he went and everything is fine now, but just like I said, some people just abandon that whole condom and protection type thing, and he says anyone he meets now, just like what you said, if they don't agree to go and get a test done, he said that's a red flag for him.
Ah, see, asking on the table and then observe your partner, observe how they respond, how they react.
Yeah.
That'll tell you whether you want to proceed with this relationship or not, whether you can trust them and whether they can trust themselves.
Yeah, they said, let's go do it together. I'm not just asking it from you, but I'm willing to participate. We both do it. I give you my results. You give me your results, and now we can move forward, and we could decide if eventually we'll wean ourselves off of this type of protection, or, you know, we'll still do it, but at least we still know that what our status is. That is so, so important. And if someone is apprehensive, that's a no. Don't matter how pretty she is, you know. Oh, but she gets some big bungee and big breasts. Eh? Don't worry about that. He's so handsome. Look at that body. Don't worry about that.
Oh, not at all.
What do people say? Some of these people loaded by...
That's it right there.
Yeah, you can't just go at face value.
There are no outward signs, right, that someone may be infected with a sexually transmitted disease.
Some people look like what they say, healthy carriers.
Mm-hmm. Biotech Medical Lab.
Uh-huh.
Affordable, convenient. Where is it located again?
They're located on E Street North and Oodle Corner. Phone number 394-1837, 394-1837. Go down there, get all your STD testing, HIV, syphilis, trichomonas, hepatitis B, herpes, everything you need.
And they're prepared for the back to school rush. Get your kids' labs done.
Only $40. Your kids can get all their labs done to go back to school this year.
Direct Marketers, where can we find you?
You find me right here all the time with Aaron, but my phone number 5520212. That's 5520212. Give me a call. We'll do big things together.
Absolutely. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, it's been a pleasure having you on studio today. I'm going to have to get you to help me sell these Ganep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy. We're going to have a good time.
We have a good time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me today. And you guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.